問題的話呢，我們就去到以前的第三項。以前的第三項呢，就我們要歡迎香港遊艇會，就他們呢就是有一個關於灣仔海旁的建議。咁呢個建議呢，係原本呢係交俾係送交俾共建維港委員會嘅。咁但係大會嘅睇法就係，既然係灣仔嘅建議，咁喺我哋呢個小組委員會呢去討論呢，係可能係比較恰當。咁所以呢，就係雖然1月5號我哋都有其他嘅公眾人士交俾即係共建維港委員會嘅建議呢，係佢哋係介紹咗。咁但係呢，就遊艇會呢個呢，就係我哋呢就留返今天嘅時候呢，就向大家，向呢個小組委員會呢介紹。就當然即係所有共建維港委員會嘅會議呢都係公開嘅，公開俾公眾，亦都公開俾傳媒。所以雖然就係大會同埋小組委員會，其實亦都無分即係無分話邊個高邊個低。咁我相信遊艇會都唔會介意，就係你哋係俾一個將呢個計劃呢係介紹俾呢個小組委員會。咁就咁我哋有遊艇會有三個代表。三個代表呢就係、是、對唔住，我啲外文啫，唔係好好，所以我都Mrs. Inger， 我真係對唔住，我驚讀錯你個名
字。Inger Strong Jefferson。
Thank you。第二位係Mr. Robert Bird。第三位是湯啟康先生，咁就我諗我將個會議交俾三位介紹。
各位主席，各位委員大家好，就我哋好高興有呢個機會同大家介紹一下我哋嘅想法，去解決一個問題。個問題就係點樣係令到優化我哋嘅海港，令到成個海港咧都係充滿活力、有生命力嘅。咁作為刺激思維咧，我哋有一個引言係三點嘅啫。第一點咧就係、是，大家知道咧，就係全世界嘅所有港口，現代化嘅港口咧，都過往嗰三四十年咧，都經過一個好大嘅變身。理由就好簡單，因為大家知道漁業咧就係已經係式微啦，好多時候貨運咧都係漸進咧係轉型嘅係。咁大家見到我哋即係熟悉嘅港口，好似雪梨啊、温哥華啊、紐約啊、三藩市等等，全部都轉型，將岸上嘅設施咧係增加咗好多消閒嘅一啲咁樣嘅設施，海上增加咗好多海上嘅活動。而呢啲大部分都是成功的例子，咁我哋總覺得咧就話，作為香港，當我哋而家一路係變緊型嘅時候，個經濟喺度發展嘅話咧，我哋覺得係有需要係朝住呢個方向走嘅。咁呢個似乎啊，呢個咁嘅發展咧係自然同埋係必須嘅。咁第二點，大家知道香港地少人多，大部分嘅消閒活動嘅地方咧都已經差唔多係飽和噶啦。假設為青年人再製造多啲新嘅設施嘅話咧，好多時候都要將舊有設施啊，或者要搬遷，一方面是浪費資源，另一方面是環保方面是有一定的損害的。但是假設我們將視野擴闊一點，向海想下如何呢，這樣大家知道我們香港有個最美麗的海港，是我們即是差不多一個天然的，即是上天賜給我們這個資源。假設我們能夠向海發展的話，配合岸上的海濱的發展，這個才是一個最好的方法。即正如好似普通講法話，向水裏面進一步，海闊天空，我哋感覺係。咁而第三點咧，就係、是我哋覺得，因為而家經過幾個月嘅討論之後咧，好多市民都對呢件事係好關注。其實，咁依家係一個最好嘅時空咧，令我哋大家透過集思廣益咧，集體智慧等等咧，係令到我哋能夠係揾出啲方向，令到我哋維港係發展係多元化。五彩繽紛、千帆定舉、波光繁映，任你找了很多很靚的詞彙去形容。因為大家都知道，我們左鄰右里新加坡啊，我們附近的姊妹城市的上海啊，甚至遠一點的青島啊、大連，個個都朝著方向發展消閒的、是旅遊的這些設施。那假設香港我們不做的話，似乎就是說不過去，其實就是。那所以總體而言，大家看得到，我們覺得在這一刻是有一個好的機會讓你集思廣益，能夠是向海上，將目光投向海上，配合岸上的發展的話，才能夠為香港建立一個現代化的港口，建造一個一級的城市。以下時間我想將詳細情況或者是交給我們的主席司徒英傑女士，是介紹一下我們的想法。多謝各位。
Okay.
ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to join Anthony in thanking you for giving us the opportunity to present some of our ideas for enhancing a vibrant harbour today. Numerous brainstorming sessions within the club have reinforced that there is not one solution, but many possibilities. We have therefore chosen to present a collection of possibilities on three idea boards without attaching preference of any particular ones. We wish to highlight the multitude of possibilities, thereby hoping to contribute constructively in the HER envisioning stage. First, however, let me start to introduce our views on the harbour, which gives the context of the series of ideas that I'll walk you through in a minute. Our views on the harbour. The club supports the HEC 8 key principles of the harbourfront enhancement. We welcome the tunnel concept because it opens opportunities for enhancing the harbour vibrancy. We can see that integrating sea activities with shore activities is essential to vibrancy. As such, we would like to share ideas with you for discussion. On the 8 key planning principles, allow us to go back to your 8 planning principles as a start. We are very supportive of them, and let me explain. Number one, we believe that to preserve the harbour means making very little changes to our shoreline. Number two, in positioning our harbour's identity, we need to preserve characters that are unique to us. Some examples I can give immediately are our typhoon shelter, our floating temples, and yes, even our dragon boats. Number three, a vibrant harbour needs to cater to a diversity of sea and shore activities. Number four and five, the public should be able to better enjoy the harbour, both sea-wise and shore-wise. Number six, there are many things we can learn from other harbours around the world in the planning of our very own world-class one. Number seven, conservation and education activities need to be factored in when planning. And finally, the club's expertise is in organising both sea and shore recreational activities at a harbour that we love. Based on that, we came up with the ideas for presenting today. We hope we can continue to contribute our expertise in the future and discussions on the harbour planning. Trying to understand what could become of the Wanchai Harbour Front, we looked at the developments in world-class harbours. Sydney Harbour, a harbour landscape providing interaction between water and shoreline. In terms of recreational, commercial and cultural activities, the city has become a copied example. Introducing an active cross-harbour transportation system, not unlike our star ferries. Public promenades, viewing platforms, restaurants and shaded areas were included. Water activities in close proximity for better onshore viewing. Aquariums brought sea life to the waterfront, not unlike Seattle and San Francisco. Noteworthy is a group of stakeholders in San Francisco, the Sea Lions. They hijacked Pier 76 for their own usage and have since become one of the main attractions of the harbour. Boat shows, providing berth, places and docks for boat shows, combine commercial and leisure activities. We understand one is being planned in Hong Kong in connection with the Victoria Harbour Day in November 2005. Location and docking not yet confirmed. The skyline is not unlike the one of Wanchai Harbourfront. Elsewhere in Europe, such as in Monte Carlo, Cannes and Monaco, the super yachts have their home on the harbour fronts, bringing tourism, a boating industry and entertainment for locals and internationals alike. Offshore sailboat racing events, including historic tall ships and high-tech racing boats, flock to these ports. The club is currently co-organising such an event with the city of Shanghai to take place in 2006. Starting in Shanghai and finishing in Hong Kong, we are looking for berthing space that would make it easy accessible to the public, as most of the tall ships are national sail training ships, allowing local people to come and have a look at them. the planning for a similar race starting in Hong Kong, finishing in Qingdao, in time for the opening of the 2007 Olympic Games is in progress. In New Zealand, the viaduct in Auckland represents the most famous harbour rejuvenation project in recent times. New Zealand, having won and staged the first America's Cup, decided to create an area within the harbour and close to the city centre, creating a home for the event, attracting sailing enthusiasts from all over the world and for the enjoyment of Auckland's citizens. Within 3 years, the old fisherman's basin was converted to an area of thriving activity. Despite New Zealand losing the cup, the viaduct is today the Lan Kwai Fong on the waterfront, providing water sports facilities, maritime museums, restaurants, hotels, super yacht berthing space, and open green areas at the basin. Copenhagen, my hometown, has rejuvenated its commercial waterways by bringing its historical heritage into the area. The oldest existing lighthouse boat in Denmark hosts today a museum. Other classic boats have become restaurants and theatres for performing arts. The shoreline once was filled with sailors' dens, now supports a multitude of eateries, pubs, ice cream parlours, shaded rest places for the public. Events such as jazz and pantomime festivities are regularly staged. Nyhavn has become a whole year tourist attraction, from where water taxis and sightseeing boats depart. Even more impressive is that the Copenhageners themselves frequent the area as much as tourists, which is quite a feat considering the temperatures in Denmark. South Africa, our last example of famous harbours, has converted the old docks, and it has brought live street markets with art and dance and singing. Not unlike our dragon boat races, they have annual events in the harbour. Ideas and possibilities for the Wan Chai Harbour Front. Ideas for harbour vibrancy and diversity. We have applied general concept sea and shore activities to our three idea boards. We've been looking at waterfront public parks and promenade, extended Victoria Park, small pavilion for dining, retail and public facilities, multi-purpose pier, underground vehicular network, redeveloped cargo basin for public and tourist use. For the sea and shore activities, education and conservation, harbour transport and cruises, waterfront markets, concerts and festivals, floating dining retailing, maritime and marine exhibits, public sailing and rowing. The waterfront area we have considered stretches from the Wan Chai Ferry Pier to North Point. As general concepts go, a public promenade follows the shoreline with small pavilions for dining, rental and public facilities, cycling and jogging tracks. Can you point over? I'm not sure if we can point, we'll try it. The multi-purpose pier at the Wan Chai Marine Basin is located there. The underground vehicular network includes Wan Chai Bypass Tunnel and Gloucester Road Tunnel under the Victoria Park. Redevelopment of the cargo basin for public and tourist use is different in each idea board. Idea one suggests minimum changes, and that's the one in front of you. The cargo handling basin is envisioned as a thriving place of activities. The breakwater has been converted to a multi-purpose pier with a canopy allowing for markets, fairs, concerts and festivals. The outer wall is to become a pick-up and drop-off zone for island diners on junks, water taxis and sightseeing. A large clipper ship or possibly a historic junk could be docked in the basin and act as a museum. A public sail training facility would have its place in the basin as well, introducing newcomers to the sport. Food and drinks pavilions dispersed around the basin would provide a place of rest while watching the ongoing activities. The typhoon shelter is now connected to Victoria Park, giving direct access to the waterfront. While the club retains its boat spaces, the remainder of the basin keeps its existing usage. On the top of the board, we have idea pictures on a possible booth that could be around the basin. Some ideas on our cycling, jogging and promenades, internal harbour communications, some of the small refreshment and stalls, and hoping it would not be looking unlike Singapore, a vibrant, active place. And on the next one, is it a dream or could it be reality? We've tempered a bit with reality, but we're trying to show the minimal shoreline that we have been, or we've hardly touched the initial, the minimal shoreline. We're aware of that there are several options on the alignment of the tunnel, but in our case, the tunnel proposal was meant as just a basis for us to say if it is feasible, then we will come with concepts. How the alignment exactly is going to be or how the space will be would have to be what this stage should bring out. But as you can see in some of our old, our other harbours, we do not need a lot of space to make it vibrant and good, or we are it can be adjusted. This is the artist's rendering looking from the shore into the basin with the clipper ship as a museum, a tourist attraction with cameras, families attraction, dining, outside dining. It could be a junk, it could be anything, but as long as there's a focal point, people come and can be part of the activity. Idea two. The general concepts have been retained. This more specific proposal provides for stern to super yacht berthing along the waterfront to the Wan Chai Marine Basin, similar to Monaco or Cannes. The inner basin is now used for water transportation and boat show berthing. A public park has been added adjacent to the basin. The typhoon shelter now includes a dragon boat and rowing course along the Victoria shore, a public marina, fishing docks on the outside of the breakwater where people could go over with sampans and legally go and fish. At the Wan Chai end, a public park and amphitheatre has been installed. At the north point end, an inland lake with vegetation to complement. Egrets are still residing there. And the top band still shows some other forms of maybe enlightening around the basin, children's play facilities, refreshment places, and our multi-purpose pier awning that could be used for a lot of things. And then a lake, not unlike Hongqiao, a lake in a lake, which could also give some other attractions. Again, is it a pipe dream or is it reality? We know that the boats that are sitting on the dock are a dream because the sails usually go down when they're sitting on the dock. Again, we're trying to highlight a bit the shoreline and how it possibly could look. And artist's impression a bit on the promenade with different activities, cycling and resting and viewing, maybe for boat shows. Idea three is looking at our historical and cultural heritage. An international dragon boat course to be viewed from the promenade is placed at the Wan Chai shore. The Wan Chai Marine Basin is still holds the multi-purpose pier, a public sailing school, the relocated Noonday Gun, and possibly a lighthouse beacon showing the way to the basin. The typhoon shelter provides a floating village with dining, as it was possibly when I first came to Hong Kong. The existing Tin Hau Temple is placed in the village. the Tourist Association's traditional sailing junk could find a home here and doesn't need to go to Aberdeen. A public rowing boat center is situated next to the village. A permanent dragon boat and rowing course in view from the Victoria shoreline. A few super yacht berths have been included at the inner side of the breakwater, but could be extended to the outside. And again, the ribbons on the top give some ideas on the promenade, of activities in the harbour, people frequenting coming, public docks, super yachts coming on visits, and our dragon boat races. Again, from dream to reality, it's again to show the shoreline and how envisioned. We know that dragon boats only internationally race twice a year, so we think we might get away without any breakwater calming effects. Again, artist rendering looking onto the dragon boat activities, and again some shaded refreshment places further back. There's still one more, sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, what I have presented to you today were merely ideas, resulting from numerous brainstorming sessions in the club. As sailors, we have the experience of using our harbour recreationally every week. As a sports club that has reciprocal rights with about 130 others in the world, we have got a good idea on how institutions run the setups. It is with these thoughts that we present our ideas, our dreams, and how the vibrancy of the harbour can be enhanced. Of course, there are more than just a sailor's perspective in planning for a vibrant harbour. Therefore, as a member of the club and resident in Hong Kong, we have confidence that collective wisdom and ultimately win the day in ensuring a vibrant and dynamic harbour, and that it will continue to prosper. Thank you.
總結就是我們其實建基於剛才首先提過幾點，就是我們覺得這個時空是一個好的黃金機會，我們透過集思廣益去推動多少少海上活動，配合岸上海濱的發展，以便就香港成為一個有活力的海港的話，一定是需要是多元化，是多用家都可以用得到的海濱的設施也好，海上設施也好。多謝各位。OK，
多謝香港游艇會他們對於這個他們覺得如何優化灣仔海旁的一些看法的介紹，就介紹了，不知道大家委員有什麼意見或者有沒有想發問呢？郭博士，多謝主席。
其實就我好感動啊，聽到香港遊艇會嘅介紹。其實佢哋頭先嘅介紹咧，其實就係一個活生生嘅示範咧，我哋嘅 Her Project 究竟可以點樣去表達我哋嘅 Envisioning Stage， 同埋咧點樣透過 Envisioning Stage 之後所揾出嘅 Principle 同埋公眾意見咧，去提出一啲唔同嘅選擇嚇。咁就我就尤其會贊成咧，係將嗰個維多利亞公園咧，將佢係延伸過去海旁，如果是做得到的話，我相信很多市民都會是很欣賞這個意見的。不過剛才在遊艇會去介紹不同的圖片的時候，我發現到有一個現象很有趣，就是他們所選擇的圖片就全部都是有遊艇的。當然因為他們是遊艇會，所以這個 是很自然的事。不過我都想提翻，其實如果大家有出席過上個禮拜的 Round Table， 即是 Her Project Round Table， 其實就東區區議會那邊其實都有一些意見，就他們會補充在那個地區其實都有一些漁民在那裡生活的。咁如果係可以考慮埋嗰度嘅漁民嗰個生活或者將來個發展嘅時候咧，如果係兩者可以結合，成為一個即係更加係有歷史同埋延展嘅吸引遊客嘅地方咧，其實可能就變咗係唔同階層都可以享用同埋可以即係有發展嘅潛力。唔該曬，主席。
好，就唔知仲有冇邊位有其他問題？Nick first and then WK。
Chairman, like Alvin, I find this very exciting, and I think the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club are to be congratulated on seizing the initiative. mean, given the battering that we've been having recently, I think this is just exactly what we're trying to achieve. This is just the sort of response and creative thinking that we're hoping to provoke as part of the envisaging phase. So I think they do deserve a round of credit. I mean, clearly, a below-ground tunnel solution is preferable, particularly if it's feasible. Better still if it minimises reclamation, better still if it minimises impact in terms of pedestrian access to the waterfront and enables us to extend Victoria Park to the harbour. So I think this particular engineering solution, I think, does merit very serious consideration. I'm then also very attracted by the above-ground uses, if you like, the idea that we try and integrate the vibrancy not only on land but also on water by a whole mixture of recreational community activities. I say there's a lot. I think there's a lot of meat in this, a lot of good material, and some things that we should take away and study very seriously.
Dr. K.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. First of all, to the commend your propaganda, adding to my other colleagues. But I want to take this opportunity to ask the York Club representatives. I believe you must have studied a lot of other places. Can you tell us the question in my mind, which is, what do people actually do when they go out to see these York Clubs? I'm not asking what you do, because obviously you're a York Club, and an enhancement of the harbourfront will be beneficial to you also. Because even if the waterfront is awful as it is now, you're enjoying the York Club area. And if the harbourfront area is enhanced, then I'm sure even if nobody goes there, it will be a big improvement for the York Club itself. And I noticed also that the large area of the water will be used by boats, which is perfectly all right, adds to the vitality. But there isn't much in your proposal about the land uses. So other than making it nice and allowing people to go there and to watch the boats, what are the activities that actually people do in Denmark, in South Africa, in various sorts of places? We need to know, and we want to know, because this will affect the type of users that we put on the land side or the harbourfront side. We don't worry about the water side, because you will take care of it, I'm sure. Can you tell us more about that aspect?
If I may answer, have you been to Saikong Waterfront? There's a lot of activities happening now. It's great to see it actually developing, and it's a bit some of the activities we've talked about, that the junks and the day boats come, pick up the groups, take them out swimming, sailing, they come back for seafood, and in the meantime other people sit in restaurants along the shore and look as other people bike by, or they run rollerbladers, or someone running after it stalk. So it's really activity also means that you sit down and look other people do something.
主席我補充一點，其實大家看到這幅圖已經知道，其實我們其中一個主要目標都是想想怎樣使用這條環帶這裡是幫市民有一個休憩的地方，但要記得以前爬龍舟那時候龍舟都沒有地方，每次都是差不多是很辛苦，但假設避風塘裡面能夠逼一條跑道給龍舟玩的話呢， 在維園的公眾人士都可以看到，這是一個很大的一個吸引力。兼且剛才我們的主席介紹過，是可以有一些很簡單的單車路之類的話，大家試想一下，如果大家要踩單車，其實要去到西貢，去到大埔沙田真的很多時候，對一般來說，其實我想踩兩個小時就不行了，一定要搭火車之類。但假設在這個條環帶給人緩步跑、單車等等的話，是日常生活一部分，差不多是很激動，差不多你 隨時都用得到的設施，所以我們其實我們看的外國地方，包括如果大家去過溫哥華的海邊或者三藩市的漁人碼頭，你知道是什麼事，普通市民都這樣踩著拖鞋都可以得這麼小的話，我們覺得如果將來有這個願景做得成的話，就實在是有很多甚至人在坐在那裡看龍舟也好，看爬船也好，吃雪糕也好，什麼都可以。 另外香港正正是需要一個這麼長的環帶去觀察，就算觀察對岸發生的事物呢，都是一個很好的發展，我們覺得是，因為這個是會很方便大家的。
多謝。有冇其他委員有啊？馬先生。
多謝主席，其實我都是想借這個機會呢，就是多謝入艇會啦，就在我們是未開始搞那個 HER 的 Admission Stage 的時候呢，就他已經就是準備了一些東西呢，就上來是講給大家聽，看怎樣優化呢，就是香港的維園的海濱、啊、其實呢我希望呢就即在社會上面其他即係有識之士啦，同埋相關機構啦，就如果佢都有咁好嘅意見嘅話咧，都應該盡快咧喺我哋呢個構想階段咧就拎出嚟。啊，咁我睇得到咧，就係、是、遊艇會裏邊嗰個報告咧，佢係有一個附件嘅，那個附件咧就係、是、據我所知係一間顧問公司做嘅。咁我睇得到咧，就係佢裏邊係喺連接東廊嗰個安排咧，同埋係將來駁翻落係呢個係維園道嘅安排嗰度咧。就有啲圖嘅，咁嗰度暫時嚟講咧都未係好清楚，咁我唔知係咪我哋有個機會咧，就可以透過遊艇會或者由阿主席咧，就你向呢個顧問公司提出咧，就希望佢將佢嗰個報告咧，就拎一份俾我哋呢個委員會，咁我哋去參考裏面嘅資料。
我諗即係個報告就係遊艇會，我唔知係遊艇會去委託一間顧問公司做啊，啲係遊艇會攞到個報告，但係問題個報告當然喺我哋見到就遊艇會嚟啦。咁我諗個問題要遊艇會先可以答到啦，就係嗰個顧問公司嘅報告。
If I may answer, it was passed on. It's the report is part of another bigger project. We have not been involved in it. We have not been commissioning it. But it was given to us by a member, and we then confirmed with the owner of the report that they were more than happy to let us use it for this purpose. And if we can help and you would like to talk to the consultants, we could maybe also try to organize something there.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot for that. I'm sure that will be most useful. In the next stage, when this HER project, Harbourfront Enhancement Review project, we are now just entering into the first stage, the envisioning stage, where we invite everybody to give their views and envision what can become of our harbourfront. And I'm sure that the York Cup will not object that your submission or presentation today is actually one of the first ideas from the public, right? That we can say that this is an idea received in the envisioning stage. But when we come to the realization stage, or when we actually try to consolidate all the ideas collected through the envisioning stage, probably the consultant commissioned by HEC, through government actually, have to actually work out some of the further details, and they may have to talk to the consultant. Mr. Chou, on that.
Thank you, Chairman. I just want to supplement on Mr. Ma's point. I think this is a fantastic idea presented by the Yacht Club. And it's precisely because this idea appears so attractive on the face of it that we'd like to know, that whether it is engineeringly feasible, and that is very important. And also, we would like to see more details in the consultancy's report or whatever work that has been done by the consultant to make sure that the proposed reclamation there, because there are some certain areas that require reclamation, to see whether there are justifications for those reclamation that would help the case, because eventually we have to, whatever we do along the Wan Chai waterfront, we have to comply with the test set down by the Court of Final Appeal. So I think that is very important.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, so under Boxy.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, everyone has been praising, the proposals. I just want to make one point. We all understand that this is only an envisioning stage, and while I appreciate that, this is a very creative scheme. I hope the Yacht Club, would appreciate that you're one of the stakeholders. And like what Dr. Kwok has mentioned, there's a fishing community in the typhoon shelter, and therefore, actually there are many other stakeholders. So I would sort of strongly urge the Yacht Club to participate fully in whatever forums and workshops, which will be coming in the coming months, so that your vision can sort of be worked together with others, so that a consensus can be built, and then we can build a nice and a wonderful, harbourfront in Wan Chai and its adjoining areas.
吴雪彤。
各位主席，我稍微少少回应。其实我哋刚才有啲部分嘅建议都系几单一嘅单元化咁上下，即系包括刚才提到咧，就话譬如渔民个发展咧，我见到全香港九有好多人系喜欢钓鱼嘅，其实所以大家假日行下海边就知道好多。刚才有一啲建议咧，系我哋话喺海边设定一啲安全地方俾人去钓鱼嘅，系喺个外堤嗰度咧建筑咗一啲即系有少避风嘅形式咧，能令到啲人系可以用得到嗰啲。咁我估如果系发展呢方面咧。對啲即係瑜伽也好咧，亦都係有一定嘅幫助，喺經濟上也好，成個即係成個維港嘅活力，即係我覺得維港要係一個有活力嘅海港咧，一定係多元化嘅，唔可以單一個用家去用咁樣。嚇，唔該主席。
Okay, thank you. Is there another? Yes, Miss Lau.
多謝主席。就想講一講咧，就係睇得到呢一個咁嘅即係構思啦，即係同似乎同我哋嗰、那個。即係我哋而家抌出去個三個構思中嗰、那個，即係 A 構思就係一個好長嘅隧道咧，都好近似嘅。咁頭先阿馬生都提過咧，就即係呢個咁嘅建議咧，其實都即係有一個嘅交通嘅考慮喺度。咁即係因為我運輸署啊，咁所以咧就即係我諗可以俾啲資料大家考慮一下。就其實呢個報告咧，其實講咗一點咧，都即係都幾啱嘅，就係即係啲隧道咧，其實有佢一個掣肘喺嗰度。因為如果照即係而家香港我哋嘅慣常嘅做法咧，就即係我哋需要一個更高嘅安全標準喺隧道裏邊。咁所以而家我哋咧就即係唔俾轉線，即係隧道裏邊咧盡量唔俾轉線。咁有呢個咁嘅掣肘喺度咧，就即係喺計劃嗰、那個即係接駁性嗰度咧，其實係一個好大嘅掣肘。咁其實即係睇到佢呢、這個佢呢個咁嘅交通呢個提議嗰度咧，都盡量去解決呢個問題。咁但係咧就唔可以完全解決到嘅。咁所以呢度咧都仍然有一個要考慮嘅地方。咁譬如銅鑼灣過去灣仔嗰度咧，仍然有啲地方咧即係駁唔到。咁其實佢有一樣嘢我都同意嘅，就係即係佢呢條提議咧，盡量係一個叫做所謂嘅 full connection 啦，即係全面咁接駁，即係包括接駁喺中環啦、銅鑼灣啦、灣仔啦咁。咁佢其實比我哋之前即係以前我哋嗰個罕見嗰個咧，就更多一個接駁點。咁、那、嗰個接駁點其實我哋都好想需要，就係由呢個灣仔駁入去西行嗰、那個接駁點。咁其實我哋都好想有啲咁嘅接駁點，但係我哋其實就即係以前咧考慮過好多次㗎啦，又係有實際嘅問題咧係做唔到。咁而家我哋睇佢呢啲咁嘅圖咧，似乎都睇唔到係即係點樣可以真係接到埋去。咁我相信呢個咧就即係實際做嗰、那個即係工程構思嗰陣時咧，亦都應該會即係實咁考慮咧。咁但係我想提出咧就呢個咧其實就係即係以前都考慮過。咁喺呢個接駁嗰方面咧，其實都亦睇得到咧，就喺銅鑼灣嗰度咧。就佢係有一啲雙層嘅隧道喎，即係提咗嘅。咁呢個咁嘅係咪即係做得到呢？都仍然有考慮，因為咧就可能好多個地方咧係唔夠位咧，係俾兩條隧道一齊喺個即係個地底底下啊。咁呢個咧其實就會影響咗即係整個呢個構思嗰個嘅係咪即係可以做得到咧？咁呢個我相信咧就即係我諗個構思係。即係又喺度啦，或者佢一個即係好想像力嘅一個用途。咁但係個工程嗰方面係咪做得到咧？咁我相信都要再續去發展。多謝
劉先生。咁呢個當然啦，即、就、係、是、我哋暫時仲喺嗰個構想階段啦。咁構想出嚟嘅嘢咧，肯定咧公眾構想出嚟嘅嘢咧，肯定我哋呢個小組咧係要喺嗰、那個落實階段嘅時候咧，係要考慮，即、就、係、是、除咗係工程上考慮啊。運輸上考慮啊，仲有其他根本呢啲都係包括咧，亦都係考慮到其他持續發展方面考慮。呢當然我哋都會遲一步考慮。咁呢個所以頭先咧亦都提過呢個問題，就係、是希望遊艇會可以繼續參與，繼續同我哋呢個研究嘅計劃咧保持聯絡，可以嘅俾多啲資料，可以進一步去考慮呢件事情嚇、啊。就唔知道大家有冇其他意見？Hardy。
容許我再由講翻上個星期六下晝大家喺討論嘅時候咧，今即係又睇翻咧，就係、是、有關市民或者係其他機構喺香港其他嘅機構咧，喺任何一個 stage 嘅時候咧，就發表佢哋各種嘅富有想像力嘅意見嘅話，或者係。有實質嘅構思好，冇實質嘅構思好咧，都有個意見咧。我覺得，因為大部分嘅市民或者有其他嘅機構咧，都唔係一定有好似香港遊艇會咁咧咁有實力，嘅雄厚嘅實力嚟到咧，俾我哋一個咁好咁一個咁詳細或者一個咁具體比較具體嘅構思。咁喺上個星期六，我已經亦都提過，就係話。 喺呢一方面嘅话咧，我哋应该系进一步咧，唔系净系话靠游艇会嘅顾问公司咧，继续主动咧去发展佢哋或者 develop 呢个计划，佢哋嘅兴个佢哋嘅构思。咁我觉得我哋嘅 HEC 或者系我哋其他嘅政府嘅同事咧，应该可以咧就系、是、继续系喺呢方面咧就嘥啲时间咧就帮佢哋亦都要做呢一样嘢，因为完全靠晒系游艇会或者任何其他机构咧去 develop 呢一类嘅构思咧，我相信咧就得出嚟嘅效果咧，我谂都系可能系负面嘅多啲噶啦。我自己就觉得对呢一样嘢咧，我觉得除咗钱之外咧，人力嘅资源咧当然系好重要嘅。咁我希望咧，好希望咧就系、是、我哋 HEC 嘅我唔知啲钱系咪可以用啦、啊、有部分嘅钱咧系应该喺呢一方面咧就系、是、可系用利用喺呢一度嘅。咁希望大家其他嘅委员可以发表下意见。
大家有冇其他意见？如果冇嘅话咧，我谂佢关于个钱嘅问题，我作为主席，我自己嘅睇法就系、是，即系我哋个呢个构想又好，其他构想又好，我哋睇咗构想嘅内容，初步即系有啲咩，或者系政府请嘅顾问公司。看看個技術可行性實際上可不可以做得到，咁呢啲睇過之後呢，睇下係唔係初步可以咁講答過之後呢，如果真係需要即係、就是、要錢去再去委任其他顧問啊做其他研究嘅時候，我哋到時先考慮，暫時嚟講我諗暫時就好難講話即係係唔係一定要再去使好多錢，因為資源嚟講呢是不是完全沒有呢，我相信又不是的，因為我們日常很多東西都很多對話都進行緊，來說這些都是需要資源的、啊、但是如果到時有的時候，我想我們再出來、拿出來考慮好不好、
因為為什麼呢，我覺得我們三個你最近由1月23號去到現在呢，那三個概念好構思好方案好呢，都已經浪費了不少的人力或者財力資源下去這個地方來去做。現在我們去，而且而不是來，不是在來那些費用或者資源根本就不來，不是來自我們共建維港委員會所知道的有那500萬的入面的。今天有其他的機構志願團體或者有市民，我覺得應該呢合情合理呢是應該呢是利用我們這些 所謂的500萬的資源呢去做這件事。可能根本那500萬我們在當初在 HEC 開會的時候已經覺得根本是一個很少很少的人，根本就不夠用的。幾次 我記得Mr. Paul Zimmerman 已經是為了這件事已經抗議了很多次了，當然不夠支持的我想不夠其他委員的支持，亦都沒有政府呢說可以撥多些錢出來用在這方面。那我覺得這一樣東西希望你們呢就是注視，同埋呢就是撥一部分的資源呢在而家呢個時間呢、這個階段咧，係要用咗佢嘅。咁如果呢啲而家呢啲咁嘅錢唔用咧，係幾時用咧？我就想問一下。
Evan，
主席，我有個建議，因為喺我哋第五個議程嗰度咧，其實我哋個 paper 入邊都其中有一點咧，會提到呢、這個即係、就是、資源同埋嗰個研究嗰度嘅。我唔知可唔可以喺嗰個 item 嗰度咧，我哋再詳細去討論呢、okay. 方面。
我想Thomas先到意見。
是主席，我想簡單地回應一下，就是實情呢我們現在講緊在這個公共參與這個過程來講呢，所收到的任何的意見來講呢，我們坐在共建維港委員會 除即係有你大家睇得到啦，我哋有不同嘅政府部門喺度，亦都係一個專業嘅部門。我哋呢啲人員坐喺度咧，就係、是、要大家即係夾埋一齊咧，係嚟去睇睇嗰啲咁樣樣嘅建議咧，係嘅個可行性啊，同埋去進一步跟進。咁所以正話我哋話啊，見到呢個遊艇會所提出嚟嘅建議係幾？即係幾有創意喎、哦，咁但係亦都知得到咧，遊艇會實情背後嚟講咧，佢亦都收到呢啲資料嗰陣時咧，係有啲更加具體嘅資料。我哋就係想希望攞到啲資料嚟講咧，去做一個比較上專業啲嘅分析。咁當然嚟講咧，即係如果有其他嘅建議，而係更大家都記得覺得係可以跟進嘅，我哋自己做政府部門個專業嘅部門嚟講咧，亦都係份內事咧，會繼續去研究，亦都係去即係大家去共同咧尋找一個可行最可行嘅方案出嚟嘅。咁所以我諗呢點咧，大家唔需要或者太過斤斤計較，就話究竟係要點樣樣去即係使啲錢去做一啲咩嘅研究咧？咁呢個梗係我哋喺過程中嚟講，如果我哋大家共同都大家覺得應該最要做一啲研究嘅，我相信大家都會有一個共識，會繼續咁做。咁至於話咧這個共建維港委員會究竟有幾多資源咧？咁真係唔好意思啦，就係因為咧喺政府嘅即係而家大嘅財政嘅個情況之下嚟講咧，我哋而家今年係攞到嘅資源咧，就係、是、好似我哋咁講，就係得500萬咁。咁但係呢個500萬係咪話到咁樣樣就唔可以做到嘢咧？亦都唔係，因為我哋亦都有好多其他嘅專業嘅部門喺度。咁所以我希望大家嚟講係明白到即係個中嘅關係咧，亦都唔需要話為喺呢啲咁樣樣嘅細節上面咧，係大家喺度糾纏咯。唔該，主席。
阿美君。
都係主席，咁我自己都覺得即係如果淨係睇500萬咧，500萬的確係唔足夠嘅。咁其實我係如果真係可以攞多啲資源咧，我都係贊成啦。咁但係如果講翻喺 HER 呢一個咁樣嘅項目裡面咧，咁我哋知道而家係一個即係構想嘅階段咧。咁即係如果從翻規劃嘅角度咧，構想階段咧，其實就未必需要好似做到遊艇會咁仔細，有曬啲圖啊，甚至做埋工程嗰個可行性嘅，因為咁就已經唔構想㗎啦，我都幾係第三個階段㗎啦。咁所以我會覺得如果真係有喺構想階段，我哋喺市民嗰度揾到或者搜集到一啲好好嘅意見，而係需要呢再真係做個 conceptualization 嗰個 stage 嘅時候，要再要即係做多啲功夫，而可能俾意見嘅即係公眾人士佢冇呢一個資源呢，咁我諗我哋需要可能因為理論上就應該顧問公司呢就係、是、做嗰樣嘢啦，所以俾錢佢哋做㗎啦。咁如果我哋覺得佢做得唔夠或者唔夠資源，令佢未必會做得好好呢，咁可能喺嗰個階段我哋再要諗下究竟需唔需要撥多啲資源係做嗰、那個即係概念嗰個階段咁。
OK， 多謝你。大家有冇其他？Hardy。
对唔住，我仍然都系有我自己嘅顾虑，因为系多年来嘅官司嘅纠缠咧，就我对呢一方面嘅信心尽失。咁我其实我最大嘅顾虑咧，就系、是政府咧就系、是、唔预备放足够嘅资源咧，就系、是、去帮助呢啲市民同埋啲机构咧，去继续佢哋发展佢哋嘅构思。而咧去硬銷咧所謂三個概念好方案好呢一樣嘢，呢個係我自己嘅意見。
主席，我就忍唔住要講就係，我覺得遊艇會好好咁嘥好多時間做一個好嘅計劃上嚟，咁我哋應該珍惜呢啲分鐘呢啲分秒，就同佢哋討論我哋嘅計劃，俾佢哋意見或者讚佢哋。至於我哋內部啊咩使錢啊咁。嗰啲嘢咧，我覺得即係對佢哋嚟講，似乎就冇 hold 住佢哋喺度，或者我哋集中翻我哋嘅討論喺翻佢嗰個 presentation 嗰度，好唔好啊，主席
？OK， 多謝黃博士。咁你嘅建議頭先亦都提過，就係阿 Elvin 都提過，就係我哋可以應間有個議程係會再討論嗰個資源嘅問題嘅。咁如果係咁嘅話咧，我哋就既然都多過一位委員係咁提出嚟咧，咁我哋就唔好講話。個錢嘅問題住，咁就我哋集中翻呢個建議。
多謝主席，我都想提一提咧，就係話其實我哋而家呢個即係喺個 envisioning stage 之後嘅時候咧，我哋係有一啲即係public forum 同埋有 charrette 嘅。咁我哋係希望即係有關人士啦，即係當然包括係遊艇會啦，同埋其他即係曾經提出任何方案嘅人士咧，都可以即係嚟表達意見。咁我哋喺個 charrette 入邊咧嚇，喺個即係社區工作坊入邊咧，亦都可以擺埋你哋一啲咁嘅意見咧，就等大家有更多嘅討論，可以集思廣益嘅。
好，多謝你。唔知大家仲對於遊艇會提交呢、這個提出嚟呢個意見嚟嘅呢個建議，仲有喺個建議嘅內容嚟講，仲有冇其他嘅睇法？如果冇嘅話咧，就我哋好多謝遊艇會三位代表。我哋當然我哋會期待同遊艇會咧繼續咧喺呢件事上保持聯絡，尤其是喺我哋跟住落嚟幾個月嘅呢、這個優化灣仔海旁計劃。的研究來講呢，就是我們會在個構想階段呢，很明顯呢，就是遊艇會是其中之一個 stakeholder， 那我們期待是跟遊艇會一起是參與這件事。多謝大家。
多謝主席和各位委員。
Okay,
多謝。
Thank you. Okay, 就如果是這樣的話呢，就好了，第三項議程我們暫時過一段落。